What do we got? New year.
What did you see from Conley, and what do you see now from Malone?
What did I see for Conley, in what regard, please? What did I see or did not see?
See, yeah, that's a better question. What did you see?
We've had him for, we had him for four camps. He, the first one, he was just, really was just kind of getting going. The second camp, he was in a very good battle with Weatherford, and Steve beat him out in training camp. Last year, he won the job. But one of the things that I was disappointed in was a level of consistency. The variance in performance at different levels is very normal, but the highs and then the lows, the depth between those two, I wasn't satisfied with, and I was trying to see if we couldn't get that better and be more consistent. One of the goals I had coming into the off season, when I looked back, this is back in January, when the season finished last year, things that I liked what we did, and there were some things, if you look at a lot of things statistically, we were very, very good. And one thing I wanted to do was create a very competitive environment at both the kicking and punting positions, because I wanted to improve those numbers. We absolutely did it at the kicking position for whatever reason. We did not truly do it at the punting position for different reasons. Sometimes, you'd like to be able to address it in a draft, and maybe you can't. You want to sign a guy, those types of things. And so it just wasn't exactly what I was trying to get done there. But then we go into training camp, and the level of consistency stayed the same. It just didn't change. And that's why we had our eyes open, and we had different people on the radar. Malone, the guy that we brought in now, we had him. We were thinking about signing him way back in the off season. It just didn't work out. And then when he went to San Diego, in some ways that was okay. I mean, in a lot of ways that's good, because he's competing against, he's out there with Seyfries. He's one of the best punters in the NFL. So I like that guy going against. It's just like what Josh and Nick Folk did here. Best punting competition that I've been in, actually, my entire career. Both guys had great camps. Okay, so then we felt that we knew San Diego's going to keep their guy, and that he would let this guy go couple weeks ago, and that we'd have an opportunity. It didn't work that way. Seyfries had a little bit of a groin strain or whatever it was, and they hung on to him till the very end. So then we wanted to keep him on our radar, and we worked some different people out and trying to keep that going. And when we had him in, he had an excellent workout, and we just didn't see the level of consistency sustained itself throughout the preseason. With TJ, it just did. You have a pretty good punt, and then a punt that wasn't as good, and it was disconcerting. Now, was he close? Yeah, it's a tough battle, because it's something that we're dealing in small things here, and hoping that a guy will just keep moving. And we just were disappointed, and we wanted to give it another direction and see what we can happen. Now, what I saw that I like with this guy. He's got a cannon. I mean, he can rocket it. We've had more five-second hang time punts in the last couple days than we've had for some time, and I'm very happy with that. Now, level, there's some bumps in the road. Yeah, there'll be some bumps in the road. There always are. But we're hoping that we can fight through that and go. But I like the upside of this young man, and so we want to give him an opportunity. So it's never easy. Sometimes you could solve problems something in different manners. You can go sign the top-rated guy or go, spend a third-round draft pick. But sometimes you can't do that. The things don't materialize that you can go that direction. It's not that you don't want to. Sometimes you just can't. And then you have to work through it. And that's usually what comes to me. Mike, work through it. So that's kind of where we are.
Sorry. I looked the other day, and it seems like I think in the last 10 years you've had, I've lost track, 7 or 8 punters. I can't remember now what Malone makes. Why do you think those guys have had so much trouble with that specific position getting consistency there?
Each one of those is a very specific and different example. I mean, you could go way back, and I don't want to give the whole history of punters I've had with the Jets. I mean, first guy I drafted, Ron Stark, had Reggie Roby. And so I've had some pretty good ones, too. You know, I can remember when I first came here, Tom Tupa was a good punter. And then Tom had that sports injury, that hernia-type thing that he was coming back from. And that started that. And we had Matt Turk. I remember in 2002, we had a great special teams year. But then we had lots of other problems. Remember, that's when we got raided by everybody. So those things happen, and it's usually a series of events like that that take place with those types of things. So I don't have a common thread for it. It's not like we're doing something. And we've had, you know, I mean, really, of those groups, though, there are some things we've been pretty good. We haven't given up our yard, knock on wood, our punt return coverage and our yardage has been minimal. You know, we've been good there. We broke an NFL. We set an NFL record, punts inside the 20. We were fourth last year. So there's, you know, I'm always trying to get to the very best. I want to make it a weapon, move people back, get the ball up. So that's been a been an ongoing challenge. You know, we gave a chance to Ben Graham. I took a chance on Ben. Saw a big guy that had never done it. I mean, I went out on a limb with that. And it was, you know, we were so close. And then, of course, you know, Ben's been with a couple teams, and he's lasted. And, you know, he's done a nice job, but it's never easy to battle. This is a position that there's a constant change in the NFL. You see it a lot. You know, it's just everybody's trying to find him. And you see guys who have punted forever still punting because the skill set is so the way it is. It's just such a tough to find those exact skills and to get that guy that's doing it exactly right.
Mike, if Malone wasn't available, would you have given your disappointment in TJ? Would you?
I don't know that. That's a tough question to answer. I don't know that. We would have, as I said, we have our eyes open and a radar out, and we're trying. So when we brought him in for a workout, I mean, it was an incredible workout. So it was based off of that more than what someone else wasn't doing that we made this call. Based off of what we saw, not what someone else didn't do. It was one of the, he said, we've worked him out several times here. Each time's been exceptional. And so we want to give him an opportunity. We want to find out, can he do it? I know it's, you know, find out on game day, but that's part of the deal. That's part of what we have to deal with. And that's what we're going to deal with.
So, Mike, how much of a risk is that as opposed to, you know, maybe getting an established guy that's out there on the street?
That's a fair question. I don't know that. It's a tough thing to answer. This guy has punted before. It's not that he hasn't punted in the league. He certainly has. He has the tools to be outstanding. I'm hoping that he'll do those very things. As far as the risk, I don't know. There's a big risk with everything that we do. I mean, I start from scratch every year. I mean, you know, I'm used to it. You know, it's the hardest thing for me in what I do in all my years, you know. Which, you know, I thought your first question would have been, Mike, now that this is your last year, tell me how you feel. You guys didn't want to start with that. That would have been good. You could have started with that. I'd have smoothed right in. You don't want to do that. You want to jump right in. That's part of the deal that I have. That's part of the deal. You know, you look at a lot of parts of our football team. I mean, a lot of parts of our defense are all back together. You know, they've had a couple adjustments, obviously. You know, you get a number one draft pick and, you know, things like that. And then, you know, on offense, a lot of the guys are pretty much the same. We made a few changes here and there, obviously a new system, so they have some big changes there. And then, wham. And it becomes tougher and tougher as time goes on. So I'm kind of used to it, not afraid to take chances with it. I'm just not. And I believe that I can help pull it off the right way.
Mike, how excited are you with the possibilities of Tebow and the punt team now that you've had a full camp to explore them?
Tim's one of my favorite guys. I just, I don't know. I go back in my whole career, and there's certain individuals that you just really like, but then also I have this tremendous respect for him. I watch how hard he works, how hard he studies. I've never heard him make an excuse, ever, not even inkling of one. I've gotten to know him actually personally very well, which is, I don't always get to do that, and I have. He sat down and talked with me about different things, and he's just an outstanding young man. He'll give us an additional weapon. Tim's role, as you know, we'll see what it's going to be. You know, he's got different things that he can do. I don't know exactly what they'll all be. We'll find out. this role with me is only one very small thing. He's a fullback on our punt team. And he, of course, presents tremendous fake opportunity, obviously. You know, we may call it, we may not. He doesn't have a he has some availability to what we're going to do. It's not like he doesn't just go out and run whatever he wants. We call things. We work together really well on it. And then we may have something on he'll check out of. But you better know he's there as an opponent. And I'm sure they all know that. They already have. But he's been a lot of fun to work with. I really look forward to doing it during the year. Though it's been for me. I've had a ball with it.
What's it like having someone in that spot that can read a defense? I know you did it with Brad when he was here.
I've done it a number of times in my career. I did it way back. We used to do it with Jim Jensen at Miami. I've done it a number of times. All the guys that we've had, with the exception of a couple that have not done it. I mean, Eric Smith did it. No, Eric Smith's not Tim Tebow. Of course not. Right. But Eric, we did different things. Now, with Brad, we did a number of them. We had quite a few. But it's not just like, it's not as hard as you would think. Because they have to, even if we don't have some fake or something, we have to be able to call and identify for a protection. So Brad had to do this. Eric had to do it. All the fullbacks we've had here. I mean, I'll go back to Gerald Soule when I first came here. He had to make those same calls. So guys like that, they all can do that. Tim, it's a little easier for him because it's so, you know, he's so used to identifying defense. But yet at the same time, it's a little different for him. And now that instead of, you know, getting the ball and, you know, dropping back and throwing or running, he has to block. So that's a little different for him. But, Tim, I just can't say enough about him. Things that I like. I really enjoy being around him. I've had a ball with him. He's one of my favorite guys that I have so much respect for how he plays the game, how he works, how he prepares. And our meetings don't conflict. You know, that sometimes I'll let him out of mind, he'll be in for a while and then he goes to the offense, and though it really works pretty easily. But when he's there, I'll tell you what, he's sharp, he's smart, he's really on top of it.
Mike, does he compare in your long career with everything you get with Tebow, the attention, the versatility, some of the off-field stuff that has made him extraordinarily popular?
That's a tough question. That's an interesting question. The off-field things, and you'd be surprised at, I don't know whether you believe it or not, of how little of that I really am cognizant of. I really don't. I don't get into it. I'm not a follower of it. I do know, like when we were up at Cortland, Tim gets a lot of notoriety and he gets a lot of, you know, people or accolades and they applaud for him. But the thing that I find that's interesting, this is just my impression of it. Everyone seems to accept it because Tim accepts it so well. It's not like Tim's raising his hand and calling it out or pointing it out. I think he's appreciative of people, in fact, of recognizing maybe what he's done at different times in his career. I think you could make it, you could create the argument or debate that his college career was one of college football's most prolific. And you could maybe make that it was. I don't think everybody, no one wins those debates, but, you know, come on, Tim was and he went on and what he's done throughout his career, and he's, people see that. And yeah, and he's a, I don't know, I heard all the cheers like everybody else, but I never felt awkward. It never felt awkward to me. I never saw Tim. I never saw a different guy. All I know is when I saw him make a mistake, he's the first one to come back and fight back for it. So to me, he's one of those kind of guys that takes what he does and does it 100% and doesn't ask anything else out of it. And that's what I see from him. And I guess it's kind of one of those guys that what you'd hope he'd be off the field, he is, in my opinion, in my meetings. I used to say that about Dan, about Marino. You know, what you would hope. And I'm not comparing because they're different. I'm not doing that at all. That's not my point. I don't mean that in any way. But Dan off the field was what you would hope he would be. He worked his tail. I talked to him today. He actually called me this morning. And it was pretty cool. We went back over some of the things that he used to go through. And it was, you know, what you would hope that he would be, he was. And I guess he and I have a special relationship. But anyway, to go back to Tim, I think what you would hope that he would be, that's what I've seen. That's what I've seen from him. And for me being around him, please. And it's just a little bit. My role is just a small one with him. But it's great. I love it.
Is that it? Is there anything else you want to Is even a Dan Marino curious about Tebow? I mean, does he ask you what's
Like? But not really. Not too much. No, he really didn't. No, we were just talking about kind of general things that are going on in the league, what he sees, what his impressions, and he wanted mine. You know, he didn't want to know about the punters, to tell you the truth. He just came right out. He just talked. And just talked. It was great. I love talking to him. And it's just a pleasure for me. It's a lot of fun for me. But he was kind of going through different things, my perspective of what's going on in the NFL today. And if he uses it on the air, steal it from me.
Mike, with Folk over Brown, was it just consistency?
It was an incredible battle. Incredible. Not only in a competitive way, both guys, as truly professionals, the percentages where we kicked during the offseason were both of them were close to 90, right up in there. And our average field goal attempt was over 44 yards. And that's an incredible battle, both guys. But the thing was is that Nick deserved. It wasn't that one guy didn't get it. Nick deserved to keep the job. He deserved it. He earned it. And I believe that, you know, I felt and I talked to Nick that I wanted to see, like, I know what he can do, but I've seen some things that he didn't do, and I was disappointed. And I said, you're going to have to be this guy. And I wanted to create that environment. We did that. And to Nick's credit, he stepped up every day, every day. Because if he didn't, it was a dogfight. It's one of the best things. That to me, is the secret of getting the most out of individuals is creating that environment. We don't always get it done. We got it done in this one. Now, Nick has, of course, have to carry it. Yeah, he has to. So I'm hoping that he will. But I didn't even hesitate last week to attempt a 58-yard field goal. Because warming up, he kicked one from the same spot. From Rex game, I said, kick it. Just kick it. Well, he'll make it. I mean, I believe that. That's not I can call it. I'm not Houdini or somebody. I don't know. But I wanted to do it. I mean, I wanted to do it. And that's how I believe in him. His kickoffs have been excellent. But he earned it. He earned it. And that, to me, speaks volumes of what we're trying to get done. And it's an ongoing. So it's the start of something new. And we'll go from there. All right, guys. Thanks.